This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top White House officials said Sunday they expect the U.S. unemployment rate could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy begins to improve. Currently, it's at 14.7%. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday the reported numbers will probably get worse before they get better. He expects improvement by the second half of the year and into 2021. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CBS News' Face the Nation that he's expecting a jobless rate north of 20, in his words, with millions more laid-off workers filing for unemployment compensation in May and June. The 14.7% rate announced Friday is the worst in the United States since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The U.S. has already authorized pumping more than $3 trillion into the economy, with assistance for unemployed workers and closed businesses. Some Democratic legislative opponents of the Trump administration are pushing for further assistance. South Korea warned Sunday of the possibility of a second wave of COVID-19 infections, reporting new coronavirus infections at a one-month high. South Korea had begun easing some pandemic restrictions, including reopening bars and nightclubs. Many of the new cases, however, were linked to people who frequented nightclubs last weekend. In particular, one man visited three nightclubs before testing positive for the virus. South Korea has since shut down more than 2,000 bars and other establishments. Schools in South Korea were scheduled to begin reopening this week, but that may be delayed. Officials say investigation of the new cases will determine the next steps. China also reported 14 new cases Sunday, and that was the first double-digit rise in China in 10 days. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.